You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Box from the nuclear bombs blowing out my veins. Me, I'm on my way. I'll see some dreams from space. Lost on Judy Wood. Been afraid too long for Shack and Jones and that other fancy time. Me, I'm on.
guess it must be early on the other side of the pond. We're just fair enough. What time is it? 21:42? 21:21, would you believe? I thought that's what I saw first. Funny enough, 20... what's the relationship between 21 and 42? Is it half or is it double? That'd be just a general question. But yeah, nice one. 21:21 here in Ireland, 9:09. And I guess, what's that, maximum 6 to 8 hours behind in American terms. So 5 to 8 hours behind, whatever. So yeah, okay, pretty early. Maybe I shouldn't be in live stream, but I did come into live stream purposefully anyway, just to sing that song, which is the Huche's, I guess, 9/11 song, if you want to put it like that. And it's called Stuck on Judy Wood. In brackets, subtitle Ode to the Twins, and it's like OWED as opposed to ODE, you take it either way, to the Twin Towers. So it's ultimately about the towers themselves trying to figure out what the fuck just happened. That's so funny, actually, because what the fuck, yeah, it's, and I sort of run the gauntlet between all the conspiracy angles that we were presented with along the pathway to what, realization, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's the reason I'm saying that, so maybe it's a bad time to go on live stream, but that's recorded now, and yeah, nice one, so yeah, maybe I should leave live stream. Unless, okay, I'll give it a minute or so, and anyone, cause it's always cut out. I'm not sure where it's been broadcast to. Is it been broadcast to a stream that's been presented live now somewhere, or is it for saving to be presented live at a later stage? I'm not sure. So someone can come in and, what do you call it, clarify if you want. Otherwise, I'll give it about a minute. If no one comes in, I'll leave it there and maybe go back to not a live stream. What do you call it? But at the very least, you heard my Stuck on Judy Wood version of Lionel Richie's Stuck on You. Selling postcards. Yeah. Hello.
Are you singing?
I was just singing because there was no one here, man.
Hey, man. Hey, do you have a headset singing by any chance?
I'm a head case, but no, I don't have
I know headset. You are, but do you have a headset for your head case? Because your audio is really echoey because you're not using a headset.
Oh, well, I better stop it there then. The only reason I continued to sing, Tim, is because there was no one around. So I was just going to leave you with a song.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to know if we could improve your audio, my friend.
Okay. I don't think that would be too hard. I think in general, because I'm on a laptop here, that the sound comes through okay. But I think because they had the bright idea of placing the microphone at the bottom of my Asus laptop, if I rise it up a little bit from the surface it's on, the sound will come through clearer. But no, I was just going to sing Desolation Row by Bob Dylan. Just because there was no one here, just leave you with a song. And I was saying, Tim, I'm not sure if this is live stream, as in it's going live somewhere, or it's been recorded.
It is going live.
Okay.
It is both. Live stream means going live and being recorded.
Okay. Where is it going live to?
It goes live to the Fakeologist audio broadcast system. At fake11.com/radio2.
Oh, okay, bud. Okay.
That's my own audio server. It's been like that for 10 years now.
I hope and, that. Yes, I was there at the start, bud. Remember?
Yeah, you were there at the start. Nothing much has changed. Same old, same old.
Well, so much has changed in the same time, though, isn't it, Tim? Honest to God, so much has changed.
Yeah, well, there's nobody listening live right now. But sometimes people just come by.
That's the only way it's up.
Yeah, we have zero listeners right now. But if I do render this audio, then there'll be lots of listeners.
I actually came in. Okay, so yeah, it's pretty much the same sort of system, Tim. I mean, is
we could ping everybody to come in. No, it's rare that people are listening live when it's unscheduled. But for instance, on Saturday morning, there's usually somebody yapping, and a lot of people listen live. They expect it. But Friday afternoon, no, not usually.
That's what I was
but
saying.
But I can send a message. Yeah.
I did actually say that at the start, and I was sort of saying it turned out to be 21-21 here in Ireland. So I did make reference. If you didn't hear it, it's there on your record anyway. But very good, very good. And I'm brought back to thoughts of, what is it, a team yard? Do you remember that, Tim, back in the old Fakeologist? The
team early speak.
Days? Team speak, that was it. Fucking hell. That's 10 years ago, bud. How old do we feel?
Team speak actually still exists. I was using it as a backup, but it's a little... Well, after the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, I'm Rolly Quaid, host of Black Ball. Fakeologist Radio, only on fakeologist.com.
Yeah, hi, Rolly. It sounded a little choppy there. I hope the audio box isn't going for a dump again. But anyway, I was using TeamSpeak as a backup, but, you know, TeamSpeak has not improved for usability in 10 years. They're not working on it. They're not developing it anymore. So I use Guilded as a backup. And it actually is almost the same as Discord. We have Zarek joining us. I don't know who Zarek is. Zarek, do you want to say hi? Or is this another person? This could be a familiar person with yet another name.
Hey, Zarek, are you a normal person? Are you a freak?
I'm on the road right now, driving. I used to be on this channel years ago. I got away from Discord altogether for about 2 years, I guess, and I just came back around. I might have had a different picture and name or whatever back then. I'm mostly here just to listen and check people out. But I'm 100% flat earther, been there since 2016, and been a truther my whole life.
Nice.
Yeah, you're a fake.
Where are you from?
Sorry, go ahead.
Where are you from, Zarek?
In the States. I'm from the South, but I traveled and I've been all over. I'm back in the South again, but, you know.
What state are you in?
I'm in Mississippi. Actually, I'm in Louisiana right now just for a job, but I'm mostly working out of Mississippi.
Oh, nice. Well, that's cool.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows how to spell that.
I heard the Mississippi is actually the Nile. Have you heard about that, Zarek? It's actually so American.
Yeah.
Atlantis, and Mississippi is the Nile.
Yeah. Very interesting things about Florida and all across the South down here.
It's so weird, isn't it? The realm we've entered into, 9/11 being a hoax. That's, hey, Ab, if you don't mind me saying, I mean, because some people build their, it was a bread and butter for some people, but other people build their mansion on it. But it's almost like it's like NASA fakery. It's too obvious. So anyone then at this late stage in the game who you encounter has to be a fakeologist. And if they're not, then there's a problem. They just haven't done their due research, or else they're protecting a lie. And of course we know that there were so many protectors of lies in place. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know Zarek here.
Tim,
yeah. I didn't know Zarek here because I was a member of the four. Actually, Mark Sargent appeared on 24/7 Discord, which is the Flat Earth stream that broadcasts live to YouTube on a continuous basis, the other day. And I was commenting and pointing out, if my memory serves me correctly, his first interview was with you, Tim. Remember, with all of us. It was about 10 of us there. I think it was he went on to super international stardom. Mr. Flat Earth, he came.
Yes.
I think
we all had this.
That was correct.
That is correct. Yeah, and that was, there was nothing fishy about it. That was just me calling on my Skype for the first time to see if someone would answer and get broadcast on my show. That was the only reason I called it, and I didn't figure anyone would answer the phone. And he answered the phone, so away we went, and it was good.
Excellent. And remember David Weiss came on, and Hoi Polloi was there with your question about the victims, and he knew. Oh, but yeah, now my mind is being cast back to those times. But just to say to Zarek, if you were a member of Fakeologist in the interim, I don't think I recognize your voice. So I haven't been here, and I don't know, it must be since...
No, I never heard Zarek before. Okay. I never heard him before. I don't think we've ever had anyone from MISSISSIPPI. You know, it's the poorest state in the nation.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it down here. Back in the day, I have spoken on here before.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not one, but it streams live and everything. And I'm mostly just listening. I was probably around Oregon and Washington back when, I used to tune into your shows. And one time I had a discussion about a particular topic that I'm not going to mention, but one time on your show for about, a little while, I talked about a particular topic with whoever was on there.
What topic? Why can't you talk about it?
Well, because I'm about to pull up on the job in just a minute. I didn't plan on speaking tonight, this evening. I just saw the live show.
Yeah.
And I just got back in the other day.
Fantastic.
The only Discord channel I'm a part of is 24/7 Flat Earth and this one. And then, one more. So I just came back to Discord, but, and I'll be quiet and I'll listen. I'll let you guys talk because I'm alone here.
It's fine. Nice to hear from you. Always welcome. I don't remember you, but that doesn't mean you didn't speak.
That doesn't mean you don't exist.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
I like to keep it that way.
Yeah, well, listen, hello, Zarek. Nice to speak to you, bud. I've spoken to Tim before, and I've also spoken to Dave J. Speak up, Dave J. I think Zarek and the rest are in for a great conversation, no matter what.
As always.
How you doing, Dave?
Whistling. Hey, how you doing? I was just whistling past the graveyard and thought I'd check in, see how you're doing.
That's nice of you. Well, how's the weather down there in Sunshine, Arizona?
Oh, it's wonderful. Actually, I'll be posting some photos here this spring because it's been like I'm living in Portland.
Hey, Dave,
so much rain. It's going to be something else. Once
is the sun the apple of our eye? We live in an eyeball earth. I'm so with you on that.
Can we stop doing the same thing each and every time?
Listen, I'm so with you on that, though. I've already said this is going beyond flat Earth, right? But in terms of my greater picturing of Earth from a distance, I see an eyeball. I've seen an eyeball, but it all depends
exactly
on what's going
what
on beneath
the
us because
the
we're at the very surface of it. But in the sense, then, that what controls our reality, the sun itself, is it the apple of our eye? What's the analogy there?
No, you go look in a mirror if you need to. Are the apple of God's eye. All right? That's all that matters
nice.
Right now.
That's wonderful, Dave. I love that. Thank you, bud.
So anyways, once the flowers bloom, it's going to be something because I have from this high vantage point, I can see quite a far across several valleys. And so I'll be taking a picture. The wildflowers out here bloom all different colors.
You know? Nice. Nice.
Yeah, because I'm a little over 3,000, 3,282, maybe something like that. So it's not bad. Yeah, I have a nice, and plus the hills around here are already getting green. So it looks like green rolling hills. Plus you have the Sedona red rocks. Have you seen those?
No, if we're still allowed to travel in the future, I definitely have to tour the U.S.
Well,
I would like to go down there.
Oh yeah, take a look at Sedona Red Rocks and just kind of click on Google Images and just take a little tour, man. You're going to enjoy it.
Hi, Dave.
And also what's right down the highway is called the Painted Desert. If you get a chance, take a look at the Painted Desert.
Hi, Dave. Are we admiring wasteland? Are we looking at a destroyed system when we see the beauty in this? What awaits us then, isn't it? What awaits us in its entirety? But are we looking at a wasteland, Dave?
Well, yeah. I mean, you exist. You wake up in hell every day, so you might as well take a look at the bright point.
Dave,
because,
if you talk about...
Well, because as you're working throughout the day and you're grinding and you're paying the bills and you're giving up currency for currency, that's the hell part of it. Just observing and looking at the beauty of Earth itself. Of the dirt and of the sky and all that. That's a different thing entirely. So yeah, that's where you escape to. You take imaginary tour through the rocks
and
imagine things in the clouds.
Yeah.
That's where you escape.
If we can see, we can come to learn to see the beauty in the ugly, then we're preparing ourselves for the beauty and the true beauty in terms of what's to come, right? Or what's beyond this divided experience.
No, I'm never going to fall in love with being a jobber or a daily. I do it because I do, but I'm never going to sit here and fall in love with it, all right? Period.
They talk about the plane, the earth plane. I think in terms of a carpenter's plane and how a sheet of wood or plank of wood is made level by the cutting instrument.
Well, okay, just look at that as an example. And I'm going to tell you a little story about when I pulled into a gas station. It was early in the morning. So I go in to pay some cash. A girl, youngish girl, who's coming to the counter with an arm full of booze. So I let her go
wow.
by, so she can get it up on the counter. And she goes to the cashier. She goes, "Oh, you know, it's not for me. It's for, you know, my boy." And she goes, the old lady at the counter says, "Whatever you need to tell yourself."
That's funny.
Yeah. So think about it. However you want to, whatever you need to tell yourself, as long as you get to the fact that you live on a plane with that has deviations called depth and elevation. You make up with as well as the sea, the land, the animals,
sure.
and the plants. It's called the iris. Or the colored part of God's eye. And you are the apples, the little fruits. Every one of us are the fruits in God's eye, the apples.
The big apple was New York, wasn't
it? And through that relationship, through Jesus Christ, that relationship is made whole. It's you're rejoined to your Creator, and you are given the mind of Christ. That allows you to see the beauty in this hellish.
I like it, Dave. Well said. Right. I like it.
Just sweet Dodo, on that 24/7 Discord, are you saying it was always streaming to YouTube?
Yeah, that's 24/7. Well, I'll post you a link. It's live now.
Well,
I was actually talking to...
That's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, as Dave came in and said, whistling to the graveyard, I was actually talking to Quantum Eraser. Okay, one second.
Yeah.
Oh, why he takes that second ab? That idea. Remember back in the day, back 16, maybe 2016, 2014, the idea of running a constant streaming YouTube was the thing.
Yeah,
yeah. People.
Well, I know it's harder for them to censor it because they need a file to go through.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I don't know if it's easy to censor when it's always on.
I just posted the link.
Right,
there,
that was the thing. Max Malone and all those cats had constant running servers.
Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this, Dave and Fakeologist, 9/11 hoaxers. Now, you can't. So I just posted the link there to the chat, but now, or from the new Discord rules, you can't even talk or mention any events that are mass casualty events as reported. So you can't say anything about 9/11.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can't say anything about 9/11. You can't say anything about Sandy Hook.
I know they just issued new rules that said they're going to listen to everything, but I didn't know that they put that in. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of that?
Well, that's the rule. That's the rules on this. That's the new
that's
Discord. You should be looking at the Discord, updates that are coming in, I don't know, the next couple of weeks.
That app updates every day, and it always crashes my server every time it updates. It just brings the whole thing down. Yeah, it does. It freezes the whole system because it updates on its own without permission, and I tried to stop it. I don't think I was successful, though. I've never heard about the mass casualty thing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Or the mass simulated casualty.
There's only...
I have to look into that.
You know Tim Osman, OZMAN and IPS. He had a 24-hour
stream.
But Jem Panda is a ball earther. He's a 24-hour 7 stream as well. And how he gets beyond, I was a member of his panel, that's in the heart of the ball earth defenders, right? But how he gets beyond it, he continuously deletes his every 24 hours. Or he has the stream just... So you can't go back and listen beyond a certain amount of time. So in order for the AI or whatever to catch up, there's no way to compute this. So that's how he does it, and he gets...
Yeah, that's what I figured. Because if you don't stop the stream and create a file, then it can't really comb over it.
Yeah.
But what use is it if no one else can...
Yeah, you'd almost have to set up a code word. Like text elephant or something, and everybody. Okay, listen when you get the text elephant.
Well, what you'd have to do,
and all three of us will, you know, That's it. People just need to remember, you're not talking to too many people.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. One second.
What you'd have to do is screen. You'd have to screen record the live stream to save it. Somebody would have to. That would be useful, actually. Well, you could do that.
Well, Tim, I don't know anything about that aspect of it, but what I will say is when I was participating there, I talked about everything. I could talk about the corona hoax. I could talk about 9/11 hoax. I could talk freely about everything. And I will say fair play to the ballers, Dave J, in that sense, or Jem Panda and his crew. At least you're allowed to openly speak about these things. You're going to be fucking persecuted on all sides, but at least you're allowed to vocalize it. That's not the same thing that happens in most flat earth servers. You're absolutely restricted. We'll just say this. Every flat earther should be a 9/11 media victim hoaxer, but they're not. Very, very, very few are. And
well, if everybody was that, then there would be you wouldn't know the difference anyway. It's not really, you didn't make a logical statement.
Oh, hang on, bud. I did. Because I know that there's a lot of fucking agents in play that are restricted or gatekeeping activators or operators. So that's my conclusion on that
one. So anyways, do you want to know why?
I know why.
The idea that you have to constrict rules over time. So if you bang like the idea of a tuning, and as the energy dissipates, that power then goes up that idea of the wave. So then let's say if I started to... promote, on these different channels, is shooting hoax. There have been enough seeds placed into people's minds over the time, even those not paying attention, to where uncovering the truth of that is only like one dig away, to where years ago it would have been five or six digs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's on the surface now.
That reflection has...
The way I look at it, Dave, is that we're after coming out of Plato's cave. So you have all of these different stalls set up along the pathway. And of course, because you've been blind and coming into the light, you're going to be fascinated by the first stall. You come to the Alex Jones level stall, and you're just going to be occupied there for a good while. Then you're going to realize, hang on, there's something wrong here, only because it's sort of inserted within this character description itself, and then you move on to the next stall on the path, and it's sort of a continuous motion.
So real quick,
you're breaking up, Dave.
And the more, I was going to say, it's three-card Monty, so the more people are confused, the better. But now the thing is, it's just there's so many so close to the surface, it's getting more difficult.
Right.
You see, the stories are just on the face of it. Just ridiculous. Even to the one who's really just really napping, they're still like
even the blind has the see, right?
Well, even the dumbest, and I use that in the idea of the medical term. Even the dumbest of the dumb start to say, "Wait a minute, what are you saying now?"
And my point is, my whole point, I think this is all orchestrated. The creator has everything in his or her hands. And
it's all by script.
Yeah.
That's why they call it scripture. Yeah. It's all by script. Yeah. It's put into people's hearts. Yeah. And it's put into people's minds. They act by the script that they're given. Of course, that's the way it is.
Only to awaken to the script itself. Isn't this what Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey and Dave Bowman was like?
After the break. Hold on a sec.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, so the
and we're back. Cube, Friday, March 24th. Go ahead, Dave J.
Oh, I was going to say the oblong cube, or the idea of the Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's the idea of the oblong cube. The idea, then if that would be the base of the so-called pyramid. And the idea of a pyramid has a point.
Right.
So then you notice, of course, a point in the spiritual, having a truth. So then you notice that the pyramids that they give you in this false realm, this false reality, Masonic hoax is called the Giza pyramid, have no tops. Therefore, by nature, they're actually oblong cube. They're not actually
pyramid. Yeah.
So even in the presentation of the word, they're lying to you.
That's so cool, man.
So there's no capstone?
No.
Decapitated.
So I always found that to be a joke within a joke. It's like, wait a minute, you can't use that word. That's an oblong cube. They should have been the Giza oblong cubes.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that.
In my Giza pyramid hoax video, part one and two, actually that was one of the points I made in the very first minute was that these are oblong cubes, not pyramids. So it's like if you start with the lie, you know, it doesn't get any better for the story after that. I can assure
you.
What's the official story that there are no capstones? Is there one?
No, not that I know of. But you quickly will get into aliens, I'm quite sure.
I think,
within a step or two. If you, almost assuredly.
One of the,
because I almost want to say that Art Bell.
Okay.
Years and years and years ago had a guest on that touched on the idea of the capstone and the idea that if it was replaced, it would have time.
I heard, or at least I can reference in my own memory anyway. I think we can, it's all bullshit anyway. I think that the pyramids were built in a few hundred years ago, but I heard that so we're looking at the basic structure here, and then there was an overlay of a surface. So they were all smooth surfaces, and the capstone itself was gold. So all the precious metals that were put into its greater construction were taken away or stolen away.
Well, it's the whole idea about precision within an environment that's not precise, the idea of a fallen realm. So the idea of precision is nothing more than crossed. That's why a pyramid by truth and by definition must have a point, even if it's been chipped off.
But Dave, is it half the point? Is it half the point in the Louvre in France? You have a pyramid and there's an inverted pyramid connected underground, right?
And a lie does not. You see everything in the physical realm is a representation of a spiritual truth.
I agree.
A truth has a point. A lie does not have a point.
Yeah, but hang on.
It's important to know what word you're using.
Okay, yes, but
because once you compromise, you become part of the lie.
Okay, Dave.
Because hypocrisy has no part of the truth.
Okay, Dave, I appreciate that, but at the same time, you'll have to let me finish my sentiment because I'm not making a statement to say that this is where I'm at the minute. I'm making a reference to other references, and I was talking about the Louvre, where you have the pyramid above ground, but there's also an equivalent pyramid below ground, inverted. So the connection of the two gives us the octahedron, and I don't know if you know anything about Lord Stephen Christ. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Lord Stephen Christ, who spent 33 months in prison for threatening Osama/Will Smith.
No, he didn't. That was a hoax.
Yes, of course it was. He's another actor.
Lord Stephen Christ. There's a video if you want to go to the Wayback Machine and put in Dave J. Debates Stephen Christ if you want to. It's out there.
That'd
still
be great. I was actually on with Stephen one night, and I was talking about, I actually mentioned 9/11, and because he's such an excellent graphic artist, I actually reckon he played his part with 9/11 graphics. But when I started quizzing him about the fake images, the obviously fake images, he started humming and hawing, and before you knew it, I was exorcised from his environment.
Yeah, he was a character he put out his number, so I called it numbers.
That's funny.
You're the Joker. Yeah. You're the actors in the environment.
That's the same way when I called the Pentagon and called the White House and called the Capitol. I just call them. You know, I'm ring ring or I call sheriff's office in these hoax towns like Santa Barbara.
Call
them up. I just call them up. That was part of my shtick back in the day.
Did you record them?
Oh yeah, I recorded those and put them up online. They're still up online. Some of those calls. I called the sheriff one time, and the deputy. I had her raging within probably a minute. She was raging.
Oh wow.
Oh, she was going. Yeah, I had a great time with that one. Then I called the French embassy once. That was a good one as well.
Hey Dave.
I called the Knesset.
What's Chris? Remember Chris? He used to do the same. What was his greatest?
Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com. He called places. Yeah.
He was an anti-flat earther, definitely, wasn't he? Earth couldn't be flat. He used to do the same, though.
Yeah, maybe. He's no longer around on the scene, as you know.
I don't know. Is he?
You didn't know that?
Okay, maybe I've heard that he died.
He allegedly died a couple of years ago.
I maybe heard that now somewhere. And do I believe it? I'm not sure. People exit stage left.
I don't know.
Got hurt. Here's what I'm witnessing too, Jay. You don't have to agree or disagree. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Period. That's my witness.
But hey, Dave.
Well, you know You know, Dave, I got the death certificate for him. You know that?
Nope. Like I say, you better present that body to him. Otherwise, nobody died.
Same lines.
I think it's like a piece of paper. Yeah, a piece of paper means nada.
No, I know.
Otherwise,
hold on. We're echoing through graphene lemming, I think.
Especially
there's a lot of background.
Especially with today, with digital this, that, and the other thing. I don't, none of that.
I know, you can't tell.
I need to be able to put the finger in the side of the body. If it in what word do they use it? Sanguinated?
Okay, well, yeah.
I need to see
exsanguination.
Let
me support Dave's speculation there that no one died, no one cries, but just exit stage left. The thing about Chris, a great character, obviously great character. I'm not judging any characters. But his limitation was, when it came to Flat Earth, he was an anti-Flat Earther. It wasn't that like he would consider it, and with due consideration, he would admit all of the different problems, but he was still resting the globe Earth. It was just that there was no story to be had. So I think that's, as we're coming out of the cave, that's his stall limitation. And then when he's delivered his information, he has exited stage left, just like Antonius Superats, or just like, what you call him, Flat Earth Fokker. You know about Flat Earth Fokker, just like a few other characters.
The guy that wears the dummy hat?
They die by irony. Did Chris die by irony by any chance? Because I think these characters die by irony.
By what?
It's comedic error. It's comedic error, which is why the Masons
like to
add the ladder.
I like it.
They'll add the ladder to the story.
There was a ladder in the Chris story,
that's a Masonic signature.
Now, before you go into it, because I haven't heard it.
It's the idea of becoming or ascending to another level.
Right.
Meaning that you no longer have to schlep on the internet pretending to be a so-called truther.
Okay.
Now you get to move on.
Yeah. Okay, one moment, Dave. Take it easy, bud. Before you go into it, Chris's story, Tim, if you're willing to, I'm going to bring up a character called Antonius Superats. And if you don't know who Antonius Superats is, well, then I guess there's something wrong with you because...
I've seen the guy on YouTube.
Mr. Flat Earth is Mark Sargent. Remember, imagine the truth. Imagine all the conspiracies and all your life's work, Tim and Dave, became public knowledge. Then... once all the shit was cleared, everyone was looking back for heroes, the people who were active when no one else was, when everyone else was asleep, because we're after realizing our greater power, our greater connection to the Creator. Antonio Subra, Mark Sargent, would be recognized as Mr. Flat Earth. Patricia Steer, Miss Flat Earth. There's no doubt about it. No doubt. But here enter Antonio Subrats, the lover from the left. But here's my point about how they die from irony. Antonio Subrats, outside of everything else, a brilliant man. And I don't know, if you know nothing about him, I guess I'm pissing against the wind when I say these things because it's sort of advanced knowing him. But let me just say this. He was the one to say as part of his spiel along the pathway that you can cure cancer by hydrogen peroxide. So a little dilution. And I think you can as well. I have different views on this. But the point is something as simple as this suggestion, freely available compounds, easy intake of the mix yourself and cure cancer. That was his declaration, him being a flat earther, a truther. But what did he die of? He died of cancer himself. So that's what I'm saying, death by irony. He's a character on the stage and he exits his stage left, but he's still
I'm going with nobody died, nobody got hurt. He made the Flat Earth Hall of Shame, Eric Dubé's Flat Earth Hall of Shame.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a course when he accused Patricia Steer of being a transgender.
Yeah, I made that same list, but I was way at the bottom. He said I made boring videos.
Oh, Eric Dubé said that?
Yeah.
Eric Dubé is Rick Clay, so Eric Dubé himself is an actor. Are you an actor, Dave?
No, I'm not.
Well, That's I was actually going to say to you, Dave, that everything you talk about right now, or not everything, but the things I looked at your channel about, excellent. But I also recognize that way back in the day, you were always talking to people who are way beyond emergence from the core lie. Do you know what I mean? You were sort of always about getting to the bottom line.
I'm not sure if you've ever had that feeling where you're just standing there and you're like, I'm bigger than this body. All right? And then you say, well, I'm bigger than this room. And then you say, I'm bigger than this land. And then you start talking to people and you realize that almost everybody you run into, it's just babbling to you. They're not offering you any meat, nothing you can go out and test. They were schooled to say something, and they're passing that schooling on to you. And when you stop and you say, wait a minute, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say this happened or that happened without having some proof put in front. They're like, oh, you are not cooperating. You are not going with the program.
Yeah,
correct. I'm not going with the program. And as soon as you don't go with the program, you become an outcast, or what's called in the digital realm, you become an orphan. Because that file is no longer associated with the program, and it becomes what's called an orphan.
Well, I look forward to future conversations.
And that's all the people who kind of wind up out here looking, they're orphaned. But then what happens is they quickly latch on to these false lights that are all.
But that isn't that the path?
Their personal.
But Dave, isn't that the path to glory?
They're all giving their personal.
Isn't that the path to glory, though, Dave? That we must again, coming out of Plato's cave, we must go through because now we're just okay. We've exited the illusion. Now we come to realize that the illusion that we accepted never existed in the first place. So there's a greater mind or a greater journey to be had here, leading us to the ultimate, whatever that may be. So coming to recognize all of the limitations of the different characters, predominant characters. Remember, this is a world stage, a globe theater sort of level. Einstein, nothing. Yes. Fuck it, Einstein nothing. I already decoded Einstein. I already understand that. So all these characters are scripted characters. But I will say this. I wonder what you think of this. And I haven't spoken to on Fakeologist for years, but come a long way. But I will say this about my own personal sort of litmus test. And I think for the most part, all of us here, I would say, okay, my litmus test is, well, number one, in order of increasing in significance to our own personality or personal life here, number one is coming to recognize that 9/11 was a hoax. You have to fucking recognize 9/11 was a hoax, right? So now, on that solid ground, then your further future reference is sort of established, right? Now, the second part is flat earth. You have to come to a stationary and flat earth surface recognition. You have to do that. Right. If you don't, well, then there's something wrong. There's a problem there. And the third part is, and the most significant one is, I think, the legal name fraud. Legal name fraud, establishing our relationship between authorities and the new ground we find ourselves in. And litmus test, very few people, I'm talking about truthers now, very few people pass 3 out of 3. Some do, but it should be, you know what I mean? It should be par for the course for everyone. But it's not.
Can I tell you a story about a mushroom trip?
Go ahead.
Okay, and it directly relates to what you're talking about. So what I wanted to do was I took what's called a hero's dose.
That sounds risky.
So I said, since I'm always babbling about the 7 code, I'm going to take 7 grams. So I did that. And what happened was very interesting.
Oh, goodness.
There was some physical experiences that first happened. But this first very spiritual experience happened quite quickly. So I was presented with what looked like stained glass, very fine stained glass. And the closer I got, the more it shattered. So it kept shattering. It was stained glass. So I told it to freeze. And then I went past, and then I was presented with 2 rows of idols, one on the left and one on the right. Very tall idols. But as I stood up, they became, they reduced or they shrunk below me. And then I noticed that the power behind the idols was this little almost demon or spirit kind of hovering around the ankle of each one. It's just kind of peeking out, looking at me. It knew it no longer had power over me. Those idols represented a stronghold within my so-called physical or beliefs, this, that, and the other, that they no longer had power. It was taken away. And then what happened was, as I passed those idols into the, I went into complete white, just nothing but white existence. And then that's when I came out of
the... Well, where does the hero's dose or hero's venture come into it? I mean...
The hero's dose is the idea of most people never get past that stained glass. People see that as the circus tent. The idea, if you remember the character from the Sandy Hoax, the medical examiner,
Wayne Carver.
Wayne Carver. He always said this magnificent thing. You know, he's talking about this magnificent thing, this tent. That's the idea of people's outside. Most people, when they take trips and whatnot, they never get past that. They see that, or they recognize that as being the outer boundary, and it's nothing more than the beginning boundary where you break through that. So that was the example of the hero's idea, is where you break through that so-called boundary of the physical existence or realm. You go into that true space, which is the mind of Christ, which is nothing more than a swept temple, swept clean, where you stand naked before God, and then you are then brought reborn and brought back into the truth. Because if you were born into this world naked, you were reborn into the truth naked. It's that simple.
That's so interesting, Dave.
And I do want to take exception to the JLB character.
Before we go there, Dave, let's just comment on
taking exception to my idea or my use of saying stand naked.
Yeah, before we go there, Dave, let me just comment on what you just said briefly. We're told in the story that when Jesus died, that the temple in Jerusalem, which took 46 years to build, the curtains rent in two. I'm thinking in terms of 23 chromosome pairs, right? So 46 years, 23. What does Christ represent? The division or the separation from the... Okay.
After the break.
Follow the beep.
I'm Del Qua.
Dave George, Cody from Memphis.
Silverman. Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead. I was just interjecting there about the story of Christ as literally given, right? And of course, we know, if we take his clues, it's representative of the greater truth. So yeah, the curtains of the temple, which took 46 years to build, were rent in two. So we have this 23, 46, and 23 chromosome pairs. So the story of man, the story of the Son of God, the Son of Man. Or two threes is 33. You are 33, you see, and your female counterpart is 33 as well. Okay, right, okay. But it's just what's happening within us. Once we recognize our left brain, left side of the brain, which is a hemisphere, by the way, and the right hemisphere. But hang on, hemisphere and a hemisphere give us a sphere. My brain isn't a sphere, as best I understand it. I've never seen my own brain. But, yeah, that's the line.
Yeah, check this out. Did you see this? Speaking of 33, and the idea of 64 goes into 10 or the input output. But did you see the orange man? The Trump character is going to be making its way to Waco this week. And then I just did a video about Dave Mustaine being the same character as David Koresh.
Ooh.
The so-called Waco prophet.
Yeah.
And then I did the face blends and I did the wife characters, and they all match up. So that's basically, and if you listen to a lot of the David Koresh music, you can hear kind of a guy learning to do it.
And then
when he became Dave Mustaine, the first video Dave Mustaine does is called Me Meet the Real Me.
Clues everywhere, right?
See? So the entire character changes.
Oh. I have something to present to you then, Dave, that you mightn't have heard, because I have lots of things that I just said I'd come up with, like yourself. I mean, we explore certain avenues, and we come up with it. But I have a suggestion for the character of David Koresh in the Waco hoax, which allowed for the transition from Bill Hicks to Alex Jones, which...
Yeah, that happened too. Yeah, didn't it? That was the same time.
Now, yep. I wonder what you make of this. So I find it, first of all, you know yourself, the difficulty of finding images or pictures within your vast collection of... Okay, but I will find it. Okay, I have it. I have it. Now, before I tell you anything, you might know who the other character is. Or before I do, though, I won't assume anything. And I just like your impressions, because you talked about a character there. I don't know who you're talking about. But what do you reckon about this? Just in general, that's not the best side-by-side. I have a better one. But what do you reckon about that in general? I find a better one now. You might know who the guy on the right is, but when you find out who the guy on the right is, in conspiracy terms,
I also wanted to say that the idea
here we go.
The Trump character coming back into play with Waco is that he was saying that death and destruction was going to be coming. And they put those two words in quotes. And that idea is, if you go into simple gematria, is 205. That, of course, adds 7. But it's also the same as blasphemous cross, or the idea of a crossing. Because at some point, one of these characters is going to start to act as if they are some sort of Christ-like character, or have some sort of superhuman power. They're going to start using odd phrases, and people will just say, "What? Wait, what did he say? What did he just say?" And it'll be laughed off. It just start to become a drumbeat.
But Dave, they're not messages for you.
That's more than the Revelation.
Hey, Dave, they're not messages for you. You can think yourself, of course, justifiably separate from the rest of.
I get all that. But, you know, most people are not going to do that. Most people are still involved with that world. So if you're going to help people out, you got to help them out of that world. They can't get to this peaceful spot you're talking about until they leave that world.
I agree.
All right. So that's a bigger pond to fish in.
They're going to get there come hell or high water, because that's how obvious all of these different influences have been made. You know what I mean? From the Corona hoax to all of the different media hoaxes. It's inevitable that we all get on the same page here. You know what I'm saying, Dave? You know what I'm saying?
At some point, you realize that if you become smarter than the teacher, the teacher has actually become the student.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So then you have to, how is that a beneficial relationship? You're quite simply wasting your time, unless you're doing it for personal company. But if you're spending your time, valuable time, with somebody you know knows less than, then you're quite literally wasting.
Yeah, but Dave, it depends on whether you're implanted within the greater game itself, or you are the player, the one player. I view myself as the one player. That's why I asked you, are you an actor? You said you weren't. There are plenty of actors in play. There's no doubt about it, even to the deepest levels of this, truth-seeking world. But all we can do ourselves is decide our role. And the unchangeable, the identification of the actor is the unchangeable facet to that.
Are you an actor?
We are always open to constant change. I can change my mind about everything I've come to learn at this point in the morning with new information and express.
So are you an actor?
Oh, I'm not an actor.
Okay.
No, I'm not a Mason. I have no affiliations.
You're a singer, though.
Yeah, but I have no affiliations, Tim. I have no loyalties outside of my son, my love for my son. That's all. No one else has anything over me. No one can come along to me and say, well, I got this over you from a fraternity, or from some sort of a job, from an organization, from the government. No one can come along and say, I have this over you, therefore you've got to behave accordingly. No one. What happened with that?
You're a free man.
But there are plenty who are, though. There are plenty who in this arena. If I'm going to name names, what are we going to say, Dave, about the actors in Flat Earth? All of the main groups are actors, Eric Dubay to Mark Sargent to Jaronism to Whitsitt Gets It. There, or maybe not Whitsitt Gets It so much.
Okay, now Jaronism. I told people about that Joker years ago. Now that Joker was talking about a hoax where these children were being consumed.
Oh yeah.
All right.
That was in Britain or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember that.
So I made a video about that, and then of course I made a song about it, and part of the song was Clippity Clop Shoes, as he was using their skulls for shoes. Because part of the story was that they were using their skulls for shoes. And I said, okay, if you hear something like that, that's a stupid test. If you hear something like that, at that point
that's
you should say, no, that didn't happen. You know, you're like, no, okay, stop.
Yeah.
that didn't happen. So then the whole story you dismiss it. But then these jokers, like Jaronism, put that out as real. And then I'm gonna I'm left looking crazy as being the guy saying no, that didn't happen.
Yes, and that's
it's ridiculous. It's not that they don't put out something that's true, because they might put out something true for 2 weeks and then put out something that's absolutely ridiculous,
crazy.
Yeah,
La La Land.
You're like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Stop. Or they'll witness to death. And that's the big one. Like I say, there's only one thing. Do not false witness death. That the rest I care less about. And you would think that most people could you think that most people could live their life without false witnessing death. However, in the truth of reality, this place, most can't go 5 minutes without
death. No, but hang on, Dave. The point is that in reality, shit fucking happens. Now, you say no one died. You, John the Bond wise, no one dies any wars. Are you saying that no one died in any wars anywhere?
Stop talking. I need to know what you're witnessing to personally. Because when you witness to me personally, I will take that name and I will place it onto your very soul.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that with the vast majority of everything I consider.
Then stop talking and wasting my time.
But Dave. None of us can witness any of these things personally.
Nobody needs the devil's advocate. Nobody needs the devil's advocate. Stop with that role. Produce work and show and put meat on the table. What do you have to offer?
Okay. Let me answer, Tim. Because I know he's an actor, because Jaronism pushes this horrific story told by children of the sort of ritual abuse of children in the English scenario setting. If that's fabricated, that doesn't mean that ritual child abuse doesn't happen or child abuse in general doesn't happen. Do you know what I mean? And actually, I have more to say about that. The reason I posted the David Koresh, that's what's the guy on the is, what's his name? Fucking... I'm after forgetting the guy's name now who I'm comparing it to, but I'll think of it in a second. In conspiracy world thinking, he's the son of Jimmy Savile.
Dave Mustaine.
Louis Theroux. He's the son of Jimmy Savile, who is one of the greatest child sexual abusers, or just abusers in general, in English history, who has this direct connection to the King and the Queen.
You have zero proof of that. You have zero proof of that.
I'm not saying it's proof. I'm saying that these are all...
But you're saying it. You're putting it out into the open. You have become what's called a spiritual murderer.
Listen.
So now what do you want us to all think about?
I'm not saying that.
Molesting children? Is that what you want?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying on the
conspiracy
you
brought that
pathway,
demon into the room.
These are the things
are
that we are led openly to consider. And I'm saying that there has to be a lie. My
own
position is they have to be a lie because they're so open and overt. So I'm not guilty of any spiritual fucking crime. Death.
You are. Get out.
Oh, I have more to say about that. I say it's all theater, but for sure shit happened. There's no denying that fucking shit happens in reality.
You are a false witness. Make
a list. No sexual abuse of children happens then, right, Dave?
Make a list. Are you witnessing to it? Make a list so that I can place it onto your soul. I'm your second witness. That's it.
What the hell are you talking about here, man?
This is what I'm talking about. If you open up your mouth and words come out, I will judge the fact.
Shit happens, bud.
If you then produce witness out of your mouth, I will bear second witness to it.
Bud.
Meaning that I am saying you said this to be
true.
Are
you saying the only things?
Otherwise, why are you talking?
You're saying the only things I can say to be
true. You do not have the ability to shut your mouth, or better yet, change the subject.
Well, first of all, don't you fucking dictate terms to me. We're having a conversation here.
I will.
We're having a conversation here. Shit happens.
I'm not
having
a conversation
with you
at this moment. I'm correcting you at this moment.
People get fucking harmed.
And I am telling you to stop false witnessing violence that you did not witness.
I'm not vouching for anything I did not.
And then if you say, I have a story that I want to tell you about, I'm going to say, I don't want to hear it.
I'm vouching for it, man. You're putting a burden on me that you...
Then stop talking about it.
Because you're so quick to get in with your truth. You're not listening to what I have to say.
Stop talking. You have no truth in you.
Why is that?
You just got done telling me that. Just right now, you just got done telling me that. And now what am I supposed to do? Waste more time with you? Is that what you're saying? That you're so important that you're going to take my time from me so that you can babble?
I wasn't.
Or did you have something that you wanted to say? Did you have meat that you wanted to put on the table? Did you have meat that can be consumed and tested?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Then do it.
That all of these fake stories reference something that happens in real life. Real shit happens. Child sexual abuse is a neighborhood thing.
Child sexual abuse is a neighborhood thing.
It's a regional thing.
Make a list.
It's not something that...
Then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and give me names. Give me names of those that you are bearing personal witness to right now. Give me a list.
I can do. Who are you? Who are you?
Make the list.
You? On your demand? Who are you? Dave J.
I am. I am.
So no shit happens. Fair enough. No worries.
I'm asking you to bear personal witness to it, and then when I ask you to do that, you shut up. You fold like a cheap suit. But when there's no consequences, you're full of babble. You want to talk about all kinds of nonsense. But then when I say no, what you're going to do, sport, is you're going to go ahead and you're going to place your mouth and witness on the record as I am your second witness. And then all of a sudden, what do? You're like, I don't know nothing. I know nothing. You become Sergeant Schultz.
On the witness, what authority have you to say that? What witness are you, bud?
I am.
So the only thing I can never declare is what I have personal experience with. Does that mean I doubt everything else, every other story that's coming from others?
That means you do not witness to it.
Right.
That's what that
does
means.
Does that mean that the events that may have been told
you just
to
want
me,
to babble. You just want to run
your
mouth.
You want to
waste other
people's time. Are not true until they can
you
be
are,
proven or experienced
fact,
by me.
You are a time thief.
Go ahead.
You are a time.
I think you are. I think you
if
maybe
I was
are
going to make, I, if I was going to make the most wicked, the most demonic, the most evil character I possibly could, it would be called time.
It would be called what?
Dodo. And it would be called Dodo.
Oh my goodness. That is completely unjustified what you just said there.
You're a time thief.
You're kidding me, man. Tell me what you know about the Dodo. Did the Dodo bird exist, Dave? Go ahead.
See, let's talk about that. The Dodo bird is a hoax.
I agree.
All right? So what happens is this. The Dodo bird gives you this false idea of extinction. All right? Mm-hmm. See, what's going to happen with people like you and those that false witness thing is that you are going to become the Dodo. You will simply say,
hey, just me, Dodo. I am Dodo.
But you're also a waste of time. Do you know why that is true? And do you know why others contest this to be true? Because your personality changed. You're not, you pretend to be serious. You pretend to be offended. You know you have nothing with, you know you are nothing but an empty. Thus, then you then try and find comedy.
Oh, Dave.
In
Dave,
what you
why
are,
was,
which
why
is
was the
error.
Dodo bird invented? Because I have more to say on the real Dodo bird than anyone else.
Because so that you would use the let's call it a term or a name, so that I could go ahead and use it as I just did. Does that make me? That's why all that happened.
Well, if I was to ask you a question,
because
you couldn't answer, would you be embarrassed because you claim to know more than I do?
No, I don't claim to know more than you. I know more than you.
Oh, that's a claim. That's a declaration. You declare. Okay, fair enough. I don't know why you're behaving like this, but it's consistent part of your character for some
reason. Because you weren't offering any meat. You were
offering no
meat on the table.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, man? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, man.
All of your fucking
I'm not kidding you, man.
I can go
no, man. No, man, I'm not kidding you, man.
It's the Dodo bird.
No, man.
It's extended wholeness, which is the tree of life.
No, man. You're wasting my time, man.
Go ahead.
You're wasting my time, man. Did you see my latest video on the Dave Mustaine? Did you see the latest video on the Dave Mustaine as David Koresh?
Who gave you your knowledge, Dave?
Face
your
mask?
Mushrooms?
Did you see it?
Your hero, Mushroom.
Who gave me my knowledge? Did you ask me who gave you my knowledge?
Yeah, who gave you your knowledge? Your hero, Mushrooms?
My Lord Jesus Christ gave
it
picture.
To me.
It's called
Draw
his mind.
Jesus.
I have the mind of Christ. I already talked to you last time about this, dummy. Okay. Here's what the reason I call you a dummy, Dodo, is that you act as if you have no capacity for remembering. All right? You act like that. Because I specifically recall the last time I talked to you, we talked about this very thing. So So then if you recall that, be silent.
And you'll
move
be
on.
Silent now with the beat.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating?
We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
As I said to you last time, Dave, and I expressed impatience, you don't care to know my fucking pathway to here. You've just heard a few sound bites from me, and you make an overarching judgment. That's a bit unfair.
I do, yes. Correct. It's not, no.
Ask me about the dodo bird. Rather than telling me, ask me about it.
I don't want to.
There you go. There you go. You know, Michael Jackson faked his death and came back as the Five Alive Dodo, Dave. On, what do you make of these different clues?
No, that didn't happen.
Mark Sargent and his clues. What do you make of these different clues? The writer of Alice in Wonderland, Alice Looking Glass.
I didn't watch
the two most important books in history outside of the Bible. More so than the Bible, because the Bible is 66 books. The Alice in Wonderland is only two books.
What's your point?
In the top three of most translated books in history. Why was the author nicknamed Dodo? Why was the author nicknamed Dodo, Dave? Tell me, Dodo. You know these things. My point is...
What's your point?
Why am I calling Jesus Dodo? Because Jesus is divided as well, right?
Because you're a Dodo, obviously. That's an obvious answer right there. You're a dodo.
Yeah,
that's why you're called a dodo.
Or fool you then, because you think the dodo, in as man's offering, you accept that.
It is man's offering at this moment.
Go look up the alternative.
Correct. I'm offering that to you as the truth of the matter.
The dodo is presented as a fucking fool.
See, now you ran off ab with your bickering and time wasting. Are you proud of yourself?
No, I'm not. Are we off live stream? I don't think we're off live stream.
So
he
now then,
he's work to do, man.
So then,
he has work to do.
He could be doing some other work for your own personal gain. That is despicable behavior.
Didn't run off anyone. What are you
Dodo.
Talking about?
I tell you what, you Dodo. That is despicable.
Oh,
Dodo.
Sorry, Tim.
Behavior.
Come you back, did, Tim. I just need today. It.
So now you ran off the owner, the plantation owner of this place. With your selfishness. Are you proud of yourself?
I fucking pay for that.
Or do you feel like a dodo? Hey, I tell you what, why don't you entertain yourself for a minute? I have to go take a toke. So why don't you go ahead and lay something upon the table for consideration?
For your consideration, because you already understand, Dave, that the dodo bird go and roll a smoke, roll a doobie, because you understand that the dodo bird never existed, then it can be viewed as some sort of deceptive device, or it can be greater significance. Because the creator is the scripter of all stories, the dodo bird could represent some greater decline of mankind, some greater fall from grace. And indeed it does. When we come to Flat Earth, we're presented with at least Gleason's map. But for the first time in our history hitherto, we see Australia at the very fucking top. The very fucking top. So our natural inclination is to go, well, let's see what happens when you put it in its rightful place, at Gleason's map. Well, a certain bird jumps out, which is the dodo bird, My continual story then tells me that our Earth here is represented, and our state itself is represented through the story of the dodo bird in greater and lesser terms. This is what the nature of the symbol is, just like the symbol of Jesus Christ, right? So a greater symbolic story is told, and that's the ultimate. When it comes to connecting the dodo and Jesus, well, Jesus is the tree of life. You cut the tree. This is why Jesus was a carpenter who deals in dead wood. You cut the tree, you get a stump surface. We're living on that fucking stump surface, man. And that's the dodo bird. Je suis dodo. Nous sommes dodo. We are divided. God divided. D-O-D-O-D. That's my offering. And yeah, load your joint. Pack it up. Cannabis. God's gift to man. 420. Tell me what 420 is about. As opposed to 42. You bring the IO into the 42 to get the 420. I'm sorry that Tim, Fakeologist, Aberrata ran off scared. I don't know why. Fucking hell.
Well, I tell you what. It's not that I don't like you. It's just I like you when you're silent.
Yeah, but you haven't given me a chance, man. I mean, we haven't spoken too often. I have a story to tell. Maybe each of the creator.
However, you have made numerous videos or audios, I should say, already, and you babble constantly. So you've made several hours of audio already, quite literally, and you've woven a very tightly knit figure eight. Nothing going on. Nothing happening.
I'm not gonna. Hey,
you're a deluded. You're a deluded That's individual fine, that Dave. Claims yourself to be a king of some property, some land.
I don't. That's I ridiculous. Don't, Dave. I have nothing. I own nothing. I want to disappear completely, bud.
So you no longer claim a kingship.
Yeah, I use that in loose terms. I use that in loose terms.
No, I don't need loose terms.
Dave, we are all that. Given dominion over this land, Dave. That's the kingship I'm talking about.
Well, here we go. You can't even, you always have to buck up. You always have to stiffen up.
How about, I've already explained this.
You have nothing to offer. You know why? Because every time you can get to a position, you buck up. Therefore, you cannot be allowed to see past. You cannot get underneath the veil.
I've talked
you're always
underneath.
Bucking up. Buck. That's B-U-C-K.
Yes, I know. A buck is a male deer. Bucking a female up. Deer is a doe. Doe a deer.
I get
doe
that.
To doe on the ADA grand piano key level number. Doe to doe central C scale. Doe, doe. Doe is bread. Doe is money. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And what did I tell you? That you were a tightly woven eight. Think of the idea of eight reflected, overlaid, placed on top of each other. 88, 16, 7, the idea of the mind.
Four sevens, Dave. Four sevens. Everything revolves around the heart, right?
Man, okay. Yeah, two, and what's that? 28. 2 8s, right? All right? 2 8s. See, you're going to try and bicker because that's in your nature. However, the idea of the IO or the 10, the 8, 9, 10, is also the idea of the 88 or twisted 16, 7, which is the mind, the input, the output. The idea of the input, the output is the mind itself. What happens when you have the 1 and the 7, right? The 17, the Q, right? The idea of that. What is your Q? As an actor on a stage, are you on your Q? Are you ready, set, go?
Well, Dave,
interact.
What about the Q, the B, and the D?
Whatever that scene is. The Q? The idea. Come on. The idea of the zero with the parting or the crack, the overlay, the idea of the reflection or the imperfection, all right? Because this is the fallen realm. This is the idea of a fallen realm. This is the idea of a reflection as everything is less
so
than
where
the decimal
is the, where
point.
Is the gate, Dave? Where is the stargate?
Or the whole number.
Where's the stargate, Dave?
You're just asking nonsensical questions to have words come out of your mouth. You're not following what I'm saying and having me hear back.
I'm trying to
that
follow
you heard
what
I said.
Say as best as
so
I
then
can
if I then start to chase
say.
You around with your nonsense.
If there is a bridge between material and the immaterial, where is that stargate? That's what I'm asking you.
What are you talking about? The space between the material
and, get
and
to
the
beyond.
Immaterial is the thought. That space is that thought.
Yeah.
That thought you had is that space. That is the space between the material and the immaterial.
I like that answer.
The idea of the curse. The idea of what gave you that thought. Where did that come from? By whose mind? The Christ or the Antichrist? That's it. Are you a subject of mammon, where then that spirit that one gets or the ideas given are going to be in the spirit of mammon, or the idea of chasing the tail of currency, meaning the idea of having that Jew mind?
Jew rests on the ground, right?
With the G, by the way. With the G, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, and the Jew rests on the ground with the G, with the G as well, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
So you see that then, right?
Oh.
All right.
We are
so
we
don't have conflict.
Material, but we
this. Don't have conflict, and yeah. We don't have conflict unless you bring conflict into the room.
Well, we are in discord. Discord has certain sort of.
No. Actually, have you ever been to a potluck or a buffet where everybody brings in a tray?
Yes, that can lead to the harmony, right?
So then you can all eat from each one's work. and then you can consume the essence of that other individual one by one by one?
No, I've never been.
That's too bad.
I've always been all one day.
Have you not gone to a Chinese buffet, man? Just hang out. Just make yourself hang out at the end and just say, hey, man, what you getting, the Mongolian? Oh, yeah. And then you'd like, yeah, you have little conversations and whatnot, you know? It won't be exactly the same, but it'll be close.
No, that's not going to happen anyway. I'm vegetarian, so I'm not going to go to an all-you-can-eat Chinese
buffet.
That's
too bad. Man, you are simple.
It's McDonald's.
You can't take any input, you can't take any input without turning it into some super personalized thing. Oh, if I don't like that, I can't get the point. If I don't like that, I'm going to go ahead and purposely miss the point. If I don't like that, I'm going to be purposely obtuse.
Let me be me, Dave. Let me be
it's not an attractive quality. It's not a positive quality. It's a bit of a dodo.
Take it easy. I can only respond to what you're saying, man. Very few people get you, Dave. You know that yourself. Very few people can get you. I'm not doubting what you have to say. I'm just saying that I can only respond in kind or in sort of in step with my processing, my brain processing. But the thing I would say to you, though, is that you don't know where or what my journey sort of consists of, flat earth or 9/11, hoax earth and beyond. But that's what I'm going to say.
That's all, man. That's all so far back. Forget about it.
I will tell you.
Why are you going to bring back in the room? There's nobody listening to this that other than Boogeyman that thinks anything happened other than controlled demolition and strategic relocation. I need to repurpose this real estate. I'm going to go ahead and take it down and get paid off. It's all bullshit anyway. I'm going to go ahead and build a new building and tell a story around it. And people are going to spend literally a quarter or a half of their life talking about it. Sounds like a waste of time to me.
But if there's a greater symbolic significance to this greatest event, you
should have gotten to it already. We already talked about it. The monolith.
I have then.
The idea of the monolith hotel.
Dave, because you're so judgmental. No. And this is where you're putting yourself in a different position.
That's correct. I judge everything.
You assumed that there's no one who knows anything greater than what you know about everything. I just come to learn. So, Dave,
correct.
If 9/11 was a media and a victim symbolic hoax, every great blockbuster, and 9/11 was the greatest blockbuster movie of our time, has a great soundtrack. Tell me what the soundtrack to 9/11 was. Go ahead. That's not
nobody
the soundtrack.
Died, nobody
I'm
got
talking
hurt.
About a movie. I'm talking about a
nobody
movie.
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Yes, that's obvious.
Nobody died.
That's
nobody
obvious.
Got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody
that's
got
obvious.
Hurt. Some people got
butthurt. That's obvious.
Yeah, so anyways.
Kid A by Radio Fucking Head was the soundtrack to the movie presented to us. The 102-minute movie went just after the second plane, or before the second plane crashed, just after the second building fell, which was hit first. 102-minute movie, as detailed by Simon Chak, SS. The soundtrack was a Kid A by Radiohead, Dave. Now, if you're not aware of that, there's a deeper level then to this decoding. And of course it ties in with Flat Earth.
I already told you about that. That goes to the idea of Samson, pushing the pillars down upon the so-called priests.
Yes, yes.
You know, the Pharisees, the law. All right. So then. I talked to you last week about this, or the last time. So we've already gotten to the root, because this place runs by the so-called King James Bible. That's the script of this realm. Therefore, you go to its conclusion, its idea. And what does it also do? It also then represents, the 9/11 idea represents the idea of the Antichrist rising, or the spirit of the Antichrist rising. As that spirit rises, the law increases. The constriction increases. All right? Do you see that?
What is the Christ to you, Dave? And what is the Antichrist?
Well, no, the Antichrist is anti-truth. It's the lie. Because the truth is Christ. All right? The truth is fact, whether I tell you about it or not. The truth is the truth, regardless of me even being part of it. All right? So then let me tell you this, or give you a better example. If I show you a way to observe a truth of this realm, or I show you how to do it and then I walk away, you go ahead and you take the time to test that and you get the same result and another does the same thing. That truth is constant. Your observation of it is just called experience. And then turned, that experience is then turned into what's called true witness. Why is it true? Because your witness can be tested to be true regardless of you. That's the difference between putting meat on the table and putting air or nothing.
Well, but you don't testify to Jesus Christ, the living man, with the living story, the historic tale, to be true.
Don't tell me what I do and don't testify.
Don't tell me that.
You simpleton. You simple little fraud. You don't tell me what I witnessed to. I witnessed to what comes out of my mouth, not what you.
That didn't happen. The Jesus story didn't happen just as the spin baller. It didn't happen. And you know that, Dave. So don't you be telling me what I shouldn't be telling you.
With your mouth.
I know what you know.
I'm gonna tell you what you shouldn't be telling
me.
Go ahead. That's what I'm gonna do. And what you're gonna do, sport, is you're gonna go ahead and heed those
words.
You're gonna keep a tight rein. You're gonna keep a tight rein on your mouth is what you're gonna do.
Am I subservient to you in some way, Dave? Your declarations, am I to accept them? What's your fucking authority here? Go ahead. Well, I am also, but in my name, je suis. No, I've declared it.
You testify to yourself.
You
testify to yourself.
I am in your screen name,
hey,
Dave.
Simpleton.
You said
you testify
Christ,
to
right?
yourself. Be silent.
Christ.
Break.
What is the J about?
Be silent. Break. Stop talking, knucklehead.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hey Dave, it's for all the world to me that you are the adversary. Maybe Jesus is the devil. What do you reckon, Dave? And the Antichrist is the truth. What do you reckon, Dave? Jesus already tells us that he is the divided aspect. Go ahead.
I tell you what, sport. Hey, I tell you what, sport. This is. I tell you what you're going to do.
Call me Piche.
You're
going to
go ahead and witness
call
that
me
your
Go-Go.
Mouth.
Don't call me anything you like.
This is what you're going to do, sport. You're going to go ahead and witness out of your mouth what is going to be then tested. All right? That's what you're going to do. If you have nothing that you want to be tested, then you should be
don't
silent.
Test me away. Ask me any question you like, bud.
I'm not interested.
Yeah,
I have
no
question
off
for you.
No, man, no. Peter Sheehan is my name here, bud. What's your name?
Dave
nice
Johnson.
One. That's not us, though, Dave. We have a new name, or an old name. But, test away, bud. I want the biggest challenge.
Okay, so that has nothing to do with anything.
For me, because I'm trying to fucking get to the truth.
No, what you said earlier was that you testified of your own glory, and that made you an antichrist.
No, I didn't.
You did, actually. Yeah, you sure did. So people are going to go back before the break and hear you say that. And they're going to say, oops, he did say that. And he was actually inflamed and he was impassioned. So that must have been what he really actually meant. Not this mealy mouth you're about to pull right now. This is the excuse you're about to do right now. But that was who you were. And that is who you are. Because the passion was in your voice. The wire was in your blood.
Yeah, but you're
the
trying
blood
to
of your
force it out of me. You're trying. You're
the
like
blood
the
of
fucking
your father
heckler on the side
was
going,
shown.
I know everything. You know fucking nothing here. And you wouldn't even talk to me. Oh, it might be true that you know everything. But what am I supposed to do? Bow down to someone who says they know everything when he doesn't even know what I have to say? And I don't even mean it in some sort of augmented or fucking hierarchical way. You fucking dickhead. And I've shared all my information for nothing, for free. And I'm probably the most famous man around.
Well, hey, at least the price was right.
Don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, the price was right. It's the same price as mine, too, so.
Hell's bells, Dave. We gotta sell.
There's common ground. Yeah. There's common ground. There's common ground. But there's a difference between free and worthless.
What do you want to be, Dave? What do you strive to be? Or have you already achieved everything? So what do you start to be? What the fuck are you doing here then, man?
I am. I like that you rage when you have nothing to say. You are so mad at me because you have no truth in you. And I have no, I'm not the one to blame for that.
Tell me this.
You are.
Okay, Adam, please. You are the one to blame
for your own ignorance. I have no test for you. Because you talk, if you could reduce it down to a minute and give some sort of, succinct, you know, thesis, that would be helpful. But you are a meandering stream.
No worries.
And time is too precious to waste.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. I am. What's the relationship between the capital letter A and the capital letter M? Go ahead.
What's your question?
So we can just see that the A and the M are reversed and then an N added at the end. But what's the relationship, I was asking you, between the capital letter A and the capital letter M? An order count.
The relationship between A and the M? Okay, well, I did something very similar to this because it's going to basically, if you put all of those, you know, shapes together, it's going to create the idea of a truss or the idea of a support system. So then within the so-called values or the ideas of those letters or the scribe marks, you see the idea of the truss, and almost you can say the balance for the beam is built by putting those letters together. So then what is reduced or what is missing from the A and the M, but the I? The I then is that beam that lays across the balance.
I've tried to think in simpler terms, and I already posted in the...
What are you talking about, simpler terms? I literally call it a balance. Imagine a balance on a table. How much simpler can it be?
Okay.
Weight and measure.
Even simpler.
What are you talking about, even simpler? No, what you want to do...
First of all,
go ahead. Let's hear this.
I posted the 2015 Economist cover magazine, which is all about Flat Earth and beyond. The key for us here is to think like children. Reduce it down to its basic components. We think of the capital letter A, we have one pinnacle, one peak. Right? The two, we're born as H, human. One pinnacle, one peak. You think of the capital letter M, there are three peaks. Two are in one direction, one is in the other direction. So we've got a 2-to-1 relationship. One third of the angels fell. This is why God is I am, or you are I am, Dave. And, well, I am man. I man. So that falling state has come into man's surround, man's bearing, man's existence. So that's what I'm talking about. Actually, someone look at it in the chat. 2 equals a number. We can see the one directional arrow for the A. The pinnacle, the apex is achieved. Right, with the M, you have the threefold. You have 2 arrows pointing upwards, 1 pointing downward. So, yeah. And that applies to us, ourselves. It applies to us ourselves. Because I am. Each and every one of us says the same thing. I am. If you're not, any man or any woman can say, I am not. Well, ridiculous. Stupid.
I tell you what. People can take what I said and weigh it. You said.
That's fair enough. It's not a judgmental thing. I'd rather have a productive conversation.
Mine is, by the way. Mine is.
The Ten Commandments. Come. Have you counted the number of times that the word come appears in Revelation 22? It's telling us about our own vital fluids, Dave.
I find 22, the idea that you brought that up, and the idea of come, interesting in that the idea of 2-2, or the idea of the, if you laid them out in singles, the idea of four or away. So then the idea of
four
corners on the 2D plane, or then if you bring a door frame up into existence, it's going to be the idea of an oblong cube, which we talked about earlier. The idea of a doorway is walking through an invisible monolith into a new room. And each room is named for the spirit or the idea of that room. The living room, the TV room, the kitchen, the dining room. Each one has then a purpose and a title. And that title has power to where we don't even have to be there. We can be in an empty field, and I can tell you, hey, that bud, it's in the living room, man. And you would know exactly, you would jump in your mind, and you would picture the living room, and you would actually be able to see it. So then that's also then an idea of the cross between the physical and the spiritual, the idea of imagining, to where
I was going to say that, would you believe, Dave, in Irish, on Tigintuan Gwelga, I am Irish, Piche, King of Era, I won't shy away from that, because what I mean by that is try to represent to everyone the highest authority we are all here. Every other fucking service is exactly that. They take an oath to us, but we just don't know who we are in relation to the true higher power. But in Irish, two is dole.
Two is dole.
Honestly.
Don't use we. Don't use we. Don't then tell me that you can know what I am and then use the word we.
There's no we, Dave. Me are you.
No. See, now you need to bear your personal witness, because that is what's going to be tested.
In God, I have faith in my fellow man.
Period.
We're all wonderful. I won't deny any child.
That's fair right enough. There.
I won't deny any, condemn any child. Never. Never, ever. Because I'm the sinner.
That is your, what's strange about you is you confuse things. You slip little words in as if it's not going to be noticed.
I tell you something about the Bible.
Listen to me. Hey, stop. No one is condemning children, dummy. Don't try to slip in words and act like you didn't
know. I know exactly what I say.
All right. So don't even attempt. Do not attempt. Okay.
Don't
bear false witness in front of me. Don't do it.
And please do, Dave.
And if you
do,
I will call you out.
I try to speak the truth, my own truth at all times. Words are difficult. But we won't deny the innocence, the purity, the potential of the child. Okay. Sorry about that. I'll stop using that term. Honestly. But I try not to do that anyway, even though I'm fucking afraid that that's not the case, that we're not all born of God. That's terrifying.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear all that. See, you are just another example of bringing yet another demon in the room, another spell or idea whose intent it is to bring fear on the hearer or the.
That's not my intent. Don't you declare my intent, though.
If it sounds that way, you might be mistaken.
Are you capable of mistaken, Dave? Are you wrong about anything?
And I also judged.
Not at the moment, no. Tell me about the soundtrack to 9/11, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave.
I take it that's the song that you came up with. I sang actually my own mistake of 9/11, Stuck on Judy Wood.
Nobody died.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, that's a basic level entry, isn't it, to Conspiracy World? It took me about 2 months, 2010.
Well, it is the basic level entry, because the next step after that is symbolic entertainment. If you disagree with that,
or greater connection to the higher power, that's the next step.
Then
go ahead.
Well, it's simpler than that, because if you then disagree with that, you will what's called create an offering, and that offering that you create will be called a list.
Yeah, but I'm not selling anything, Dave.
We'll place it on your soul. So then, if you then bring in ideas of concern, fallen ideas,
ideas that you call terrifying,
and you say, did you say it was terrifying or horrifying?
Hang on. What did I say that in relation to though?
So then, if you were saying that something is terrifying, would you consider that to be a positive? So, wait a minute. No. That's not how this happens. So you need to be responsible enough to remember what you said,
Remind me what I said
Well, because a babbler is always on their heels. You know what I'm saying? A babbler's always on their heels, always falling back. All right, always defending against their own mouth. They're like, "Wait, what? I said what?" Right? And you're like, "Who are you asking? What you said? When you should be asking yourself what you said, because you shouldn't be opening your mouth and just let words spill out that you have no responsibility
for. Imagine you were fucking put in a room and some guy comes in and starts questioning you and everything. And you sort of, because you're a nice guy and you want to be sort of genuine, you're going to answer him in every form. But all the time, every answer you give is wrong because this guy doesn't know who the fuck you are or what the fuck you're doing. And there's no crime committed in the first place. And I don't even need to be fucking here talking to this guy.
I would actually tell the guy in that story, if it were true, to bounce. It's an obvious answer.
The official story of 9/11 is horrifying. Life is horrifying.
No, it isn't.
But that's
a comedy. It's a comedy. What are you talking about? It's funny. It's funny. No, so why would you bring up...
We are part of the few.
You? Because no, I will tell you. That's a...
beyond the horrific dark comedy, dark drama. That's why. And it's either scripted for no reason to take the piss out of my fucking life, or else is a greater reason. And I am part of something greater here that I have momentarily forgot.
Of course, you know why? Because you're a babbler. And the problem is, and here, let me tell you, just so you know, is your mind is split. So then you can't remember what you just said because that spark went off into the so-called ether.
I do remember. Right,
it has no containment.
So once again,
it has no truth.
This sort of condemning attitude from this stranger. I don't know. I do respect still. But at the same time, it's just fucking darts being thrown one way here, man. So who gave you your knowledge, Dave? Did you get it from a mushroom?
You just said, I just got done telling you.
Yeah, but why am I going to believe you about it?
All right, now, so then.
But why do you go to the effort?
I don't care if you believe. Has nothing to do with me. What I'm saying is, this is what you're going to do, sport. I'm going to go ahead and put some meat on the table.
Show me your meat,
and
then.
You are going to eat
Give
it,
me your meat.
Or you are not going to eat. And then what you're going to do, sport, is you're going to go ahead and test it. And if it brings you life, then it is truth. If it makes you sick, then it is a lie.
No, you fail to understand.
That's what
life
I'm doing
is.
Here.
Life is if
period.
Fell or I fell.
No,
life is not something to be desired. We are beyond life. Go ahead, Dave. Put the meat on the table.
I've already
on
done
the
all
table.
That. You haven't listened. So we're done. Okay, for example, go ahead and take a look at David Koresh's Dave Mustaine. The idea of the Waco hoax, the idea of what that means. Speaking of all the different aspects, looking at the orange man bad. The idea leading to the 33 showing up in Waco on Saturn. So then if you look at that, that's a way that you can say, okay, I'm going to put up these different ideas. I'm going to place them out there for the future because this is very near. And then you can say in a week after all this has passed, you can then take the results of that and line them up. And then you can start to see the tune of this place. So if you are of a mind that you're still kind of stuck in the system, and there's still little splinters that keep you involved, you can use this process to see the system and the code that it is, and that allows you
and
to
I've
get
fucking
out
seen that
and be given the mind of Christ freely.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Gary King from Gary King Music, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hey, Dave, wake up, old. Wake up, old Tex. Of course, at the time, as we go through this, I should stop because it offends you. I will insist on speaking for myself. As I went through this, I believe the official stories. As I come through this now, where I'm standing and talking from, yes, Waco was a wake-up call. All of these things were a wake-up call. Donald Rumsfeld collecting fucking airplane parts and the Lord of the Pentagon. Get the heck out of here. It's all so funny. There's a great sense of humor. There's a great sense of humor in play here.
Well, the
which
42.
Most people don't get.
Yeah,
most people don't get this humor.
Well, the 42, the idea of Waco equaling 42 in simple terms, it's always going to lead back to the 42 or the idea of the you can stack that, the four on top of the four, making the idea of the eight or the detail, but you can also just go ahead and add it and have the six, which is the idea of the cube, all right? The six sides and eight corners is the encapsulation of what's called the idea or the seven, the Zion. So then whatever one carries around with them is that power that's held within the box. It's like that movie, that horror movie with the box, the puzzle box. You get what you ask for. if you desire death, if you chase death, if you go ahead and if you desire that and chase it, that's what you will get.
What do you want life for? Tell me the truth. Why is life worth persevering with? Go ahead. No, why? What do you want life for?
What is life?
Something wrong with your ears, bud. What do you want life for? Why is life worth persevering with? Now you've established that you
are
the creator in your life.
Watch your mouth, sport.
The greater part to your existence, which is beyond life.
Watch your mouth, sport. Watch first. You're going to watch your mouth, sport. And second, I've answered that question. All right, my life
that's
is
beyond
in the Lord
though.
Jesus
Christ, had to die, Dave.
In fact, my God. No, I got done talking to you already.
Yeah, because you're so stupid.
I got done talking to you already about that. I gave you the answer. I gave you the answer.
So have you died, Dave?
And you gave me a cliff note.
Have you died?
I gave you the answer, and you gave me a bookmark.
Have you died, Dave?
So you offer nothing. Dave. You are, in fact, an antichrist. No, I do not. I did die physically,
fair enough,
yeah.
Man.
And
I've
been reborn in
Christ.
I don't deny
that there could be angels. There could be mysteries of God. I know that there are mysteries of the higher power in play. I don't deny that you could be one of those. But in order to step into Jesus' shoes, Jesus said, as
you
I
know,
am, so are
you,
and more. Why did he say and more, though? I have
no what
idea
Jesus
why he
said.
More.
What Jesus said, sport, was that you are going to go on and do greater. So this is not worshiping a man or any of that nonsense. You need to stop being simple. What actually happens is you will go on to do greater things, which is to show the truth of this place to whatever generation you find yourself, all right? And also, most importantly, to love your God, which is my Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first commandment. And to love my neighbor. And my neighbor is those that are in the truth, not liars and false witnesses and people who should know better. And those who continually bring demons into rooms, even when they are told to not do that. Those are not my neighbors. Those are the ones that I dust my feet of.
If you can see,
because they waste my time.
Let me respond, Dave.
And
if
my
you
time
can see
is
the
my only currency.
Dave, if you can see the beauty, and this is my interpretation, if you can see the beauty in the ugliness and not be aware that there is this greater beauty to come, that makes you greater than someone who sees the same thing, but is aware that there is wondrous greater beauty. That's what I think Jesus meant.
You didn't say anything. You didn't actually say anything. Just letting you.
Let me tell you this, Dave. When I was in the midst of heliocentrism, scientism, etc., brought my beautiful son, my nearest and dearest, who I haven't seen in, would you believe, Dave, 8 years at this stage. It's unbelievable, but it's okay. But when I was in the midst of this, and accepted blue marble, heliocentric, galactic, big bang, origin, and there was nothing beyond. I because it's the truth, and I can't hide the truth from my loved ones, I told him that as much as I could, but the consolation was, or not the consolation, it was the understanding that we were all in the same lost boat, and I'm actually looking at the word lost. Well, hang on 1 second, please. 1 second.
No,
let me finish my sentiment. This is back then when I was heliocentrist, a materialist. I'm actually looking at the word lost on a book, Last Star, would you believe, that's just on the window top here. But I said love was the thing. Love for oneself, love for one another, understanding that we are all in the same boat, and that's the only thing that makes our experience count.
Yeah, but you decided
no,
that you came
I
up with
I told you,
on
this
your
is
own
what I said to my son. It's not what I came up with my own. My own relationship with my son is my own. Well, you're right.
It means
nothing. Because I haven't seen him in 8 years. But one of the last things I told him after I came to Flat Earth and beyond, and I've had a few experiences as well, Dave, but one of the last things I told him was that he was God. I don't know how much it stood to him, but I came to the opposite point of view, but the same conclusion that it's all about love. And in a sense, we're still all in the same boat here, even though we live forever.
Okay.
And we live forever as opposed to live
you're
forever.
An antichrist anyway. Just so you know. No, you don't. So anyway, champ. What happens when you get to the end? What happens to you, Dodo? Is basically you live by your namesake. So at the end of your existence, the energy, the spark inside you, some might call it the soul, will simply dissipate. It will simply dissipate. You will no longer be. you will be as the world says the dodo was. Right. So says,
and I accept that.
I am.
Bareness in mind, Dave. The world will remember 9/11 as 4 plane crashes, killing 3,000 people on the. And sing your song again, Dave. Sing your song again, Dave. Go ahead. Yes, because my point is
that now you want me to do it on
general impression. What the general impression?
I feel like I'm Frank. I feel like I'm Frank.
What the general impression of things are?
I feel like I'm at the.
It may not be what the real.
I feel like I'm at the karaoke. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. I feel like I'm Frank at the karaoke. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Okay, everybody, back in the back. Nobody died, nobody got hurt.
Very good. But the point would be, though, at Peter's Gate, people would be testifying, okay, for all my life I believe people died, I believe the official story, this is what I was referencing about the dodo, you believe the official story of the dodo, and you label the dodo stupid, much, yeah, you clown,
say
you are
died.
The dodo.
I've posted a whole bunch of stuff here.
Keep your mouth shut. Not you, Dodo, you're fine, bud, even though it's I heard so that good. Last little... bit, bud, but I heard I basically heard from what it sounded like, and this is just kind of what it sounded like. It sounded like somebody just stepped on the head of a serpent, but it sounded like a mouse. Where did that sound come from?
Maybe the serpent, or maybe the elephant is the mouse. Why is the elephant afraid of a mouse? A potential within all of us. Don't sell the children short, Dave. Yeah, but you were
there
sucked
you go
into
again.
Thinking that the dodo. You were sucked into thinking the dodo was stupid.
No,
you're
running
dickhead.
Your mouth. You're running your
Don't
mouth.
Worry about that.
You're running your mouth.
You're running your mouth when you should be listening.
You're running
over
your mouth,
Sport.
Hey, you know what I need you to do? What I need you to do right now is check this out. I need you to go ahead and hold your breath. Can you do that for me? And then don't let it go until I tell you to. So then, even Steven, did you have something that you wanted
you're
to say?
Me.
Stand
Stephen,
before
Stephen,
me and speak.
Stephen is my son's name. I was actually holding my breath when you made the request. So, yeah, I'm not going to hold it forever. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, go ahead and breathe.
Before
ahead.
Stephen comes in. But actually, I wonder, 1 second, please. 1 second. I actually sang.
Stephen,
I was
Stephen?
Busking today. I play harmonica and guitar and I sing, but I sang Alleluia, right? Okay, it doesn't even matter. But at the very end of that Jeff Buckley's version, you hold your breath or you express your breath for an elongated time. I manage it. Oh, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I manage it if you know the song at the end. But go ahead. Oh, Jeff Buckley, reference ultimately to Leonard Cohen.
Oh.
You know Jeff Buckley. Hey, Dave, what do you reckon about this? Jeff Buckley faked his death, obviously, but he came back as Chris Cornell. Maybe you haven't heard that. That's my own reckoning. I'm only going by the voice itself, so I don't know if it's true or not, but I reckon.
Well, what you do, and it's easy if they're married. What you do is just grab.
I know that.
A photo of the so-called couple and the other so-called couple.
From years ago, you and Jungle Surfer
be easily matched
and others as well.
Easily,
but yes, absolutely. I know that.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I'm about to bounce, but I wanted to make sure even Steven didn't want to come in. Even Steven, you got something to say? Stand before me,
Dave J. You got something to say? Say it to Dave J.
Present yourself. Lay your meat upon the table. Let me look at it. Let me hear your witness.
It's 11:07, and their videos are posted in the chat there. What do you got to say to that, Dave? Nobody.
Oh, yeah, nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Dave
That's
J.
what I got to say.
Yeah, watch the video. There's the splat on the ground and everything. You said nobody. Yeah,
you want to go ahead and witness that to me, Sport?
More too.
No, I agree.
You want to witness that to me, Sport? Yeah, nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
What's your position, 11:07? If you don't mind,
even Steven.
What's your position on that? I need to watch the videos. We've already watched those videos.
No. What?
Show related notes.
Nope.
I got many more.
Hang on, Dave.
You're a false witness of death.
What's your impression of 9/11? How many people died in 9/11? We've all seen the videos. I've seen the videos of a plane crashing into the building. I've seen the videos of an impossible building collapse. 9/11 seconds. But yes, go ahead. What's your bottom line? Go ahead.
Even Steven, I'm going to tell you this just so you can go away not empty-handed. Nobody died. That's nobody true. Got hurt. Period. Right. Fact.
Proving these videos wrong.
Yeah, man. Isn't that something? Isn't that a shocker?
Yeah.
Hey, Gomer. Isn't that a shocker?
Gomer, isn't that a shocker?
7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 10. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt, Gomer.
To Steve, 11-7. I was talking about my son, and when I went, hang on, please. Let me tell you this.
Even Steven.
When my son was about 8 years of age, I set him on my knee, and I said, I'm going to have to show you this, son. I don't want to do this, but this is just preparing you for the nature of reality. I showed him people jumping from the towers, and those splats that you were talking about, 11-7, but bear with me at the end of this now, right? And I was genuinely, I said to him, my son, the reason I'm showing you this is because this is what some people are capable of in this world that you are immersed in. It's a slim minority, a very, very slim minority, but these are the horrors that are capable of happening on this earth. What do you think I said to him when I found out after 2 months in 2010, because I've been off the internet? Oh, the reason I came to that conclusion is because I'd fucking been looking at the mainstream media, mainstream stories. What do you think when I said to him when I found out after about 2 months of investigation in 2010 that 9/11 was exactly what Dave said? No one died, no one cried. It was a hoax. It was a movie in a great sense. I said it. What do you think I did? I sat him down and said, son, I was wrong. I was fucking fooled. Now, 11-7, couldn't you been fooled? You're watching a video. What are you going to do? Swear by Neil Armstrong playing golf on the moon because it shows it on the video? What's your position right now? Go ahead.
I know Neil Armstrong or not, Mr. Alien. I know that's fake, and I was in the buildings, on top of those buildings. They were steel buildings. Jeb Bush was in there wiring it up for 2 years prior to this going down, and they used whatever it was. There was no floors in the buildings. They turned
nobody
steel.
Died, no nobody got hurt. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. Period.
And nobody died from the dust from
nobody
it.
Died, nobody got hurt even, Stephen. Nobody died, nobody got hurt even, Stephen.
You're retarded, dude.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt even, Stephen. You can make a list is what you're going to do.
I did make a list. There's the video proof right there.
No. A list by name, sport. By name, sport. And then I'm going to go ahead and put each one of those names onto your very soul, sport.
But that's going to be your witness. No one died, and then you're burning our soul, and this is the greater point here. Can I make a point here? I have lots of different things to say about these things. But what do you think about this 11-7? Because you named yourself after numbers, and also pi, very interesting. But what do you think about this coincidence? The two war allies on the war on terror, I have lots to say about the war on terror. Remember George Bush? He played the role of the dodo, Dave. He played the big... great role of the fool, but he also played the role of Charles Manson. So he was obviously playing the fool, but here's the greater story here. These people are all bit characters, like JFK, but here's the greater story. The numbers, right? 343 people died, 40 firefighters died at 9/11, 343 prime factor 777. The other war on terror ally, the greater ally, which is Britain, they had their own 9/11 on 772. 2005, which is ultimately 777 as well, where no one died and no one cried. Yes, in the same sense. Are you saying this is all coincidence? Are you saying that we have to accept some things as real and some things as unreal? Or what's your position here about? I'd love to hear it. How many people died on 9/11? How many people died on 7/7?
Yeah, I don't know how many people died exactly, but people died. You don't think that they do when they stage events and do something like this? They demoed buildings in New York City instead of clearing all the residents and stuff like that. These buildings
were destroyed.
There was
no floors
destroyed.
By
they
the time that the buildings were taken down in terms of a controlled demolition, but there was no floors. There was no people.
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Period. Period. Anybody who tells you any different is a spiritual murderer.
Falling from the building. That was it. Somebody just...
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Period.
You should know better.
You are a false witness and a liar. And in fact, you know what?
You're telling me about yourself, Dave.
You are a false witness and a liar. You are a false witness and a liar. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Fact.
You don't have to tell everybody. Everybody can...
You know what's going
to
happen now? is, you know what you're mad about? Is you were expecting to do this little splash. Yeah, let me tell you something, sport.
You are the
you were expecting to make a little splash.
Almost.
And your splash got interrupted by being proven that you're just a one trick pony.
Yeah.
You're just a one trick pony and a liar.
Yeah.
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
Period. How many people actually died?
And if you claim,
so there was no deaths in terms of the plane victims. How many people really died? But how many people really died?
With a list of names, sport.
Okay. Got to count it.
I didn't count it.
No, you're gonna count it. You're going to make a list. One, two, three, four.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.
Name one person who died, really. Name one person. That would do. Even one person that you know for certain will die. If you say there was your Fakeologist, there was no plane crashes, so we can take away those victims, but they had to kill someone. Name one person you know who died. Go ahead. One person will do, because we'll make shit of it. We'll tell you that it's a fabricated character. It has to be a setup for a story, a greater story, a greater movie script of her time. That's what 9/11 was, where two becomes one again in the Big Apple, the material capital of the world, and windows on the world. But go ahead, name one character if you're going to be focused.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
anyways,
name,
Satan, get behind me.
Okay.
Well, no, he's gone already. He's behind me. He's gone. Satan can't say nothing right now because he's behind me. Satan, the idea of say input output. The idea of if you say, if you're going to tell me that, you're going to be responsible for that. If you're going to tell me that, you know what I'm saying? That's the idea of the I.O.
He's putting
that's
the burden on your soul,
yeah,
then.
That's that, the idea.
That this is a factual reality, and someone's really squashed to the ground. Someone really had to be faced with this burning versus a jumping dilemma. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, did you see the 9/11 Echo video I did with the where this is just a replay of an idea of a falling man idea, which is the idea of the hangman? With, you know, those person that do tarot cards. This is the idea of the hangman, or someone whose senses, whose true senses have been reversed and hung upside down to where they don't even recognize what is so-called natural, quote unquote, anymore. They can only recognize. Yeah, they only recognize the unnatural.
Did you know, I'm sure you did notice, or maybe you didn't, but the same picture, a person, I just mentioned Windows on the World, reference to flat Earth or globe Earth, again, some sort of destruction of an old idea, but Windows on the World, the falling man was the jumper who represents exactly what we were talking about in this greater symbolic consideration. The picture was taken by Richard Drew, which was the same guy who took the death picture of, a fake death picture of Robert Kennedy. Isn't that interesting? If you didn't know that, I'm thinking you should. You did know that. But that's true. The falling man, just type in the falling man. Richard Drew took that picture, and Elton John now owns that picture. I get this, Tim Osman. I hear talking about.
You can't. Yeah, you. Hey, sport.
Right. So it's
representative
of this falling man, topsy turvy world, or maybe it's the leaving of the topsy turvy world.
Well, you also notice that the leg is bent behind the leg, which is also the same idea that's shown with the hangman.
Cool.
Which is also the same idea that's shown with, let's say, if you can go back to the Trayvon. Yes, the fool, or even going back to the Trayvon Martin hoax. Yeah, and also representing the idea of action, because the leg is behind the other leg. It's basically representing in the flat or in the immovable space of a drawing the idea of action.
I like that.
By hiding
and it's
the
also
second
the
leg.
Emergence from unreality into reality. And isn't this what 9/11 facilitated for the most part, which is along the conspiracy pathway, this venturing, this avenue, this facility to venture into truth and come away from the lie. And this is where, it is a motive thing, but yeah, 11/7, you should know better. You should definitely, no one had to die in 9/11 because it wasn't a literal event. It was a facilitating event, but it was a symbolic affair, which tells a greater story. So if you're stuck in the literal, then you're going to miss the greater connection. That's what I think.
Yeah, I've got a bounce, but he was also.
Go on, Dave, go ahead. Go ahead, bud.
The song.
Love to hear it. Go ahead.
Do you want to hear it one more time? Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody went flat. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died.
I like it.
Thank you for the accompaniment. Okay. Yeah, that was very nice. So,
okay, sport.
I appreciate you. I will talk to you later. Okay, sport. You like that?
Boy, me kangaroo like sport? Down, sport. Take it easy, Dave.
Be blessed in Christ. And just remember before I go, just call out
Jesus
to the Lord.
My best
Jesus
friend.
Christ.
I mean, as Dave is gone, that's what I mentioned the litmus test earlier on. So you got to come to three boundaries. You got to come to three realizations. The original one, first one is 9/11 media and victim hoax. That means no one died. So whatever you see, lots of convincing stuff, lots of upgraded stuff. But whatever you see, you got to doubt. So yeah, so basic recognition of that. Then you move on. Then we have stationary flat earth surface versus the spinning ball earth surface. Well, you've got to come to that. It's almost obvious. The pathway is laid for us. And then the third one is, and the most significant one is, the legal name fraud, which is ultimately about our recognition of our relationship to this greater ventured into reality. But 11/7, yeah, I'm on Dave's side here. No one died. No one got hurt. In the affair itself, everything was cleared out. No floors in the fucking building. There were shells. And there was no rubble because there was no fucking contents. Where did the buildings go? My own thoughts are that they fucking dug holes, they blew the basements, and took everything down elevator style for safe dismantling. That's all. To the greater than, coming to that literal interpretation, is a greater symbolic meaning to all this, definitely. You are the power. Don't forget that. You are the power. This is your story. And every story, Jesus' story is your story. Every story is yours. It can't work any other way. The only one who can vouch for you the whole of your life. And you either bow down or you stand up. But go ahead. Just before someone else joins in, I think I handled Dave well enough. And I guess just to finish up the topic, let me just give you, as I start off with, when I entered here, the StreamYard live, or not the StreamYard, the Discord live stream. But as Dave sang his 9/11 song, my own 9/11 song, which is not original music, but it's original lyrics, but let me just sing the first verse of it. It's sort of sarcastic or sardonic in a sense, but it's a stuck on Judy Wood. Got a feeling down deep in my basement, all is not as it be. I'm on my way. Thanks to some booze from needed no plane, no thermite for my members, no matchbox thermonuclear bombs blowing out my veins. Me, I'm on my way. Thanks to some booze from Spain. Okay, I'll leave it there. The idea of that song was from the point of view of the Twin Towers, looking to figure out what the fuck. What the fuck just happened? Because it was all over in the space of a very brief span of time. And, of course, when you get to Flat Earth, I was talking to Ab earlier on about Mark Sargent and his interview, which was his first interview. But Dave Weiss also came on, another prominent Flat Earther, part of the same crew in a sense. But, he was a big seller, a purveyor of Judy Wood truth, which is very problematic. Once we understand that there's no plane crashes, we understand that all images associated with plane crashes are fabricated. So what are we supposed to do now? Look at the collapse, the aftermath, the format images as genuine? That's what Judy Wood does. She's a no-planer. She doesn't dwell on it so much. But gives an explanation in regards to all the visuals collapse. So problematic. And by the way, Judy Wood, probably a tranny. Sorry about that. Another actor on the stage. Judy Wood, I mentioned, okay, no matchbox thermonuclear bombs blowing up my veins. This is in reference to Dmitry Kalazov. So I think names chosen for these characters are very significant. Dmitry and Judy Wood. Would Dmitry Wood, you know, it's my own personal story, which I think we live on the stump of the tree of life, would you believe? But Dmitry. But go ahead, anyone else who's still here. By the way, that tree of life, Aristarchus. Dodo leads to Aristarchus. Aristarchus, the most encoded word in the English language, reason. If Dave was still here, as I was talking about Stanley Kubrick. No, I'm not saying, as if I'm presenting that I'm saying these things for the first time. Of course, you've heard all these things before, but I guess it's sort of ever a refined context for thinking. But a Kubrick, the cube is the perfect representation of the line, and the circle then is the sphere in three-dimensional reality. We've got to figure out the relationship between the sphere and the circle, the sphere and the cube, or the circle and the line, and this is where pi comes into it. But the circle isn't completed first. It isn't the origin. It's the circle comes from the line, but the line comes from the point. And I think this is the ultimate point, that there is immaterial, a beyond material source to everything. But anyway, that's what pi relates. I'm just going to go for a smoke at the front window here, but that's what I was going to ask Dave as well about 2001: The Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick. But where did the apes find the monolith? And also, did you know the name of the ape who found the monolith? And well, the answer is, as represented, it was in a crater. And the name of the ape that found it, which was given in the book by Arthur C. Clarke in conjunction with the movie, was named Moon Watcher. Now, just to say that, just part of my own sort of clue finding or following, Aristarchus is named as the most mysterious crater on the moon, the most mysterious object in our universe by official science. Aristarchus is an anagram of C. Arthur, as is, and also, well, lots of other anagrams as well, but Chrysaura is another great one, but that it is a crater on the moon. And that is, it can be associated to Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space, Dodo Sea or Odyssey. That's just part of my own pathway, I guess. Decoding. So I don't think Dave might know about that. He definitely would, well, unless he knows it from another higher source. I don't think those pieces put together. DJ here has been putting pieces together. I can't refer to anyone, even though I know that you couldn't put pieces together if the pieces are already placed there, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, Moon Watcher was the name of the monkey man, the monkey man, which allowed for the greater evolution of the mind.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I'm Mr. Lonely. I've got nobody to call my own. Okay, that emptied quickly. I guess we can't expect too much at this late stage. I was just thinking about the cube, how it represents man, and the sphere representing woman. And I don't know this, but during Ramadan, when they march around the cube, is that a male-only environment? You can imagine that it would be, just like the priesthood is a male-only environment, so the cube reduces to the cross, or can be represented in straight lines, let's put it like that. Whereas, there is not just the straight line, there is the circle or the curve as well. We got to establish, I think, the relationship between the curve and the line and ultimately the point, which is what generates. So, just to give you my order, can't have a circle with a line, and you can't have a line with a point. The point is predominant. So, a point extended gives us the line, line extended is the circle, line and move.
Yeah, so find your center point.
Okay. Great conversation. Bit head on, a bit full on. And 11-7 definitely has to come on board. 9-11 hoaxery. Well, you won't get beyond. So I'll leave it there. But actually, before I leave it there, I'll play a song. Loads of songs.
That's all, folks.